Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
What's up, guys, my beautiful, beloved family? Welcome to today's episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station and my wholehearted appreciation for hanging on. Thank you for listening to a little bit of that rerun from November with my brother Bradley. But today, we're back to raise your vibration. Yeah, baby! This is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davey. And I want to apologize for such a late start today. You know, here in LA, we have this crazy thing called traffic. Oh, man, it is insane. And you know what? That is never an excuse for being available to the masses to spread love, light, happiness, abundance, excitement, joy, and laughter. Never an excuse. But that's why we're here now. Never too late to start. You know what I'm saying? Well, maybe sometimes. No, today we have a very special show lined up for you guys today. With the last, 30 minutes that we got. We have the one and only, I'd like to welcome a very special guest. Bam! Dr. Michelle to the studio. How you doing, Doc? Thank you so much for coming in and spending this last...
Thanks for having me on, Dave.
Thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with us. And I want to apologize not only to you, but to all the listeners for today's late start. I also wanted to thank our amazing, amazing program director, Ronan, for doing everything that he does to make sure that these shows flow fluidly and just back-to-back perfect. Here at LA Talk Radio, we are staffed with the best possible team in the radio industry. So I want to give a big shout out and a big thanks to all the team members here at LA Talk Radio. All the unconditional love, appreciation, and joy from my heart to yours. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in with us. I know we got a little bit of a late start today. One of the main roads that we take to get here is closed. So I was just saying here, one of these crazy things that we have in LA, it's called traffic, right? And when, there's only like two or three ways that you can go around the city to get to one destination. And for me, there's only two ways to get here. And one of them was cut off. So all of the people were swarmed on the, whatever, I could use all the excuses in the world. The point is, time and space, they're all quantum, we're all one, so we're here, we're now, we're present, and that's all that matters. Today, we're going to be talking about a very powerful concept. Now, Dr. Michelle, for those of you that aren't familiar, you are, you got some catching up to do. No, I'm just playing with you. Make sure to tune in every Friday at 11 on the couch with Dr. Michelle. She is one badass bitch. Just kidding.
Thanks.
No, I mean that in the most loving way. It's like, you know what I mean? like she's great. She's badass. She's awesome. She's not a bitch. She's a wonderful, beautiful, divine, angelic being. And she is a badass one of that. Dr. Michelle, the reason why I love having her on the show is because she has such profound and educated knowledge. She has been in, she's just been in school for longer than I've been alive. She's had
feels like it.
She's had more degrees than I have credit cards. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. So,
yeah.
Seriously, And I have a lot of credit cards. No.
Good for you.
No. So, Doc, welcome to the show. Today we had a very a really profound topic, and that's why I was really excited that we were still able to come in and pump this out, give this to the masses, let the people know what's really going on. You and I were talking last week about this concept. You had actually showed me this video, and in this video that you had showed me, it was this clip. It was a teacher, and the teacher had said to his class, he was holding a glass of water, and the teacher had said to his class, students, how much water do you think is in this glass? One student raised his hand. He said, 6 ounces? Student raised her hand. She said, 12 ounces. Next student raised her hand. She said, 16 ounces. Well, the teacher, he says, the weight of the glass actually doesn't matter. What does matter is how long I hold on to the glass for. He goes, if I hold on to the glass for 1 minute, nothing will happen. He goes, if I hold on to the glass for half an hour, my arm will begin to get weak. If I hold the glass for a full day, my arm will become paralyzed. And I will not feel my arm anymore. It will go numb. Because that's the brain's automatic response to pain is adrenaline and numbing out, right? So,
right.
Just like when you get like a really bad sprain or you break something, that's why you don't feel it. It's like numb kind of. It's like it really hurts, but at the same time, it's like you can almost like not feel it because it's like cut past the nerves and all that stuff. So same thing, your mind releases these chemicals, which literally make you paralyzed in a way, make you numb to the pain that you're enduring. Now, just like this glass of water, it is metaphorical. It's a metaphor for the stressors of life in this human experience. It's a metaphor for holding on to the density and the resistance and the contrasting experiences in your life that you feel no longer serve you, right? Are you choosing, that's the question, are you choosing to focus your energy on holding on to things that keep you down, that keep you from feeling light? And light is a double entendre. When I say light, I literally mean light, like it's light as a feather, but I also mean light like a light bulb, like you are illuminating. So the more, the lighter you are, the lighter like a feather you are, the lighter like a light bulb you are, right?
Right.
So, Doc, I have a question for you. I'm just going to get straight into this with the time that we have. Why do people tend to forget that they're holding this glass of water? Why do we as a society choose to continue holding on to those stressors and the weights and the things that hold us down? So we choose to hold on to them for such a long time to the point to where we actually forget that we're holding on to all this stress and we become numb to it. We become paralyzed. That's how people get hooked on, you know, these painkillers and they never, ever, ever get off, is because they're literally paralyzed and they forget that they're holding on to this pain. Right?
Right.
That's why when the drug wears off.
That's a great question.
Thank you. So yes, please go. You shoot, Doc. Tell me all about it.
There's no one particular answer. There's many different answers to that question. But I would say that most of us are habituated, and that's about brain patterns, and that's about science and biology and neurology. We all become habituated to feeling the same way every day. So if we wake up every day feeling poorly or feeling heavy or carrying the negativities from our jobs and our relationship, and like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, the stress, like traffic, if we can learn to let those things go and break those neural patterns every day, then that's great. This is one of the reasons, I think, why people hang on to these things. Another one is that we're getting fed this information every day.
Yes.
Through the news.
Yes.
Through social media. There's so much negativity. There's so much competition. I hear it every day in my office where patients come to see me, and they're so stressed about all the competition from social media.
Yes.
That they have to be perfect or they have to present themselves in a certain way. And also there's negativity from news.
Right.
All around us.
All around.
And of course, we all complain. So we all go on that wheel together. We have our best friends and our family members and, oh, life sucks and so difficult to get through, or, oh, I'm feeling sick, or I am so sick. And so it's fed to us on a daily basis.
Yes, it is.
So unless we find moments to take time out to cleanse ourselves, as you talk about a lot, Dave, we're not going to break those habits.
Yes.
We all have stress. We all have fight or flight instinct, the old brain.
Yes.
But do we choose to hang on to those feelings?
Mm.
That's the question.
That is the question.
No. So I would say most would agree that any trip or journey takes careful preparation, right? So we're talking about
daily journey,
right?
Yes.
So you have to ask yourself, and you and I were talking about this before we went on the air today. And you had a dream about this. And let me, this is what I wrote down after you told me your dream.
Mm.
Did you pack the right items in your backpack?
Yes.
On your journey?
Do you
have the right equipment or enough food and water every day? Just think of this as a metaphor.
Yes.
Try to imagine each day when you leave your home that you're on a journey of the heart.
Mm.
So the only equipment you need to pack is your smile, a small case of kindness, and your love. And if you do that every day, you'll start to break those neural patterns in your mind of suffering and stress and anger and low self-esteem. That's my idea.
You just brought a tear to my eye, Doc.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm astonished. I'm actually definitely gonna start doing that. And thank you so much for referencing to that dream that I had. You know, I actually just to share with the listeners, they're probably like, "What is Dave talking about?" I did. I had this dream. It was kind of like a dream. It was like I was meditating. I called it a dream, but I would more refer to it as like a download.
Right.
You know, just a little quick thing. You're like, download, you're not a computer. Well, actually, we are. We are CPU processors. We are a human computer. The brain is literally a meat machine. It is a meat computer.
Right.
We are meat computers. So what does that mean? Well, thoughts work off of frequencies. Frequencies are simply the transfer of information. Vibration is information just being transferred from one source to another. So when you raise your vibrational frequency to match a parallel or a similar vibrational frequency, you will receive the information that is on that same vibrational frequency. So sometimes when in the two best times to meditate are right in the morning and right before you go to bed. Two best times. Why is that? Because your mind is at ease. Your mind is also actually the best time is between it's around 3 in the morning. It's between like 1:30 and 3:30 in the morning is the best time to meditate. It's when you've kind of already fallen asleep a little bit. So you're already in the alpha, beta, theta waves. You know, that's actually a large scale of brain frequencies. But you're in, what is it, beta state, like where you're sleeping? Is that beta? So you go from beta and then you wake up. And then you go meditate, you're in a very open state, so you're able to receive this information. So I was called to meditate. I was doing a meditation at around this time. And all of a sudden, I was asking for guidance. And I got this vision of, and it was like a vision with the information that came with the vision. It was like I got a book with some pictures in it. I got like a picture book, you know what I'm saying? But like download to the brain. And what it was is this concept that you're born and you're born with a backpack. And it's not like the George Clooney movie with the, it's similar but different. And I thought about that. I was like, hey, am I channeling George Clooney? No. you're born with a backpack. And from the moment that you exit the womb, you experience your first degree of contrast. When I say that, you experience your first degree of pain right coming out of the womb. You're crying. You're in pain. You're like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I was just breathing water. Now I'm breathing air. And now people are looking at me. And I'm in this white room. And oh my gosh. You're just overwhelmed. You're crying. So that's contrast, right? You don't know that you don't know as this little being, this little child, that you're building these neural pathways, right?
Right.
But you, so I'm just going to get straight to the metaphor. You put a penny in your bag. So every single day, so now you're 10 years old. Okay, so now, you know, 10 years go on. You're still a child. You still have not had too many traumatizing experiences. Everyone's experience differs. Some people at very young ages grow up very quickly and have very traumatizing. Some don't have it all until they're late in life. Some just live a trauma-free life, whatever. But most people, when they're about 10 years old, they don't have too much trauma, but they have these little pennies in their bag that they've acquired over that 10 years. Maybe mommy and daddy said something to them that hurt them, and mommy and daddy didn't mean to say that, right? But it subconsciously planted a seed in this little child's brain, right?
Right.
That's a penny that little child is holding on to, okay? But he doesn't or she doesn't know that they're holding on to that penny in the bag. Well, the next time daddy says something mean, another penny goes in the bag. He doesn't think about it. You know, the child doesn't think about it, brushes it off, goes to school, hangs out with his or her friends, blah, blah, comes home. Life is good. Daddy's nice. Mommy's nice. They have dinner. Love time. Love, love, love. But then something happens. You mess up. Another penny in the bag. The point is, you put pennies in the bag every single day for the next 20 years, and all of a sudden, you got this weight on your back that you did not even realize was being acquired, because so little every day was being added that it was literally insignificant. But all of those insignificant little pennies added up over a lifetime to create one big significant burden that you never even knew you were carrying. Right?
Right. Right.
So, with that analogy, remind yourself of every time you put a penny in your bag. And also remind yourself that there are tools that you can use to flip that bag over, unzip it, and take some pennies out. Now, next question for you, Doc, because you're just a master when it comes to the mind. You are a mastermind. You really are. What are some tools that you, as one of the world's greatest psychologists, what are some of the tools that you would use to help, metaphorically, take those pennies out of that bag? So in layman's terms, without the metaphor, what tools can we use to remind ourselves? See, that's the problem, is we forget to remind ourselves that we're carrying this stuff. So what kind of tools can we use to not only, you know, get rid of the stuff, but remind ourselves, keep each other on our toes and be like, you know what? I'm not healing myself. Oh, wait, I'm still holding on to things. I'm in my 50s and I'm still holding on to things to when I was a child, when my father did this to me and I never came to terms with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What can we do to remind ourselves to heal?
Well, first of all, one of the most important things I think we need to do, and it's very hard for many of us to do, because we do have, as you just said, those messages, you know, that are imprinted when we're very young. And so, you know, we take in a lot of those feelings. We get sad, and we take things personally. And so what our translation is maybe sometimes is, I'm not worthy, I'm not lovable, I'm not important, and we spread that out, and then that makes more fear. What'll people think of me? Right. Oh, did I come off poorly? I'm not smart enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not. So how we can change that is, I think, you know, we have to really forgive ourselves first of all. Why do I say forgive ourselves? Because we have to stop beating ourselves up.
Yes.
And we have to say, you know what? I forgive myself for beating myself up for so long, for all of the negative messages that I've decided about myself. So I think forgiveness is really important. You know, we have to really care for who we are and know that we are all, and I don't mean to sound too, I don't know, you know, too airy-fairy, I guess I might say, but we have to understand that all of us are these innocent souls trying to survive on this earth. We all are. So we have to see ourselves sometimes as a parent, and we have to reparent the child within us. So that little child within us, we take it with us into the journey of the years, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever.
Right.
We still have those fears that we carry. You know, we still have those low self-esteem thoughts. We still have the stress. We still have the worries. Yeah, it's normal to have life worries. Sure, life brings us things. But the negative things that we beat ourselves up with on a daily basis, we have to reparent ourselves, the little children within ourselves, and love ourselves.
Yes.
And know that we want to be treated the way we would have liked to have been treated growing up.
Right.
We'd like to just gently care for ourselves and look at ourselves as that child still and say, what can I do to make you feel better? What can I do to love yourself? What can I do to gently encourage you to keep going and give you all the things that you never got growing up? So it's important. Sometimes people, you know, they word process it, whatever. They use their phone, the notes, they write. And a lot of people I work with like to write things by hand. But what are the things you would like to do to take care of you? And you have
That's
to just
beautiful.
Kind of reparent yourself.
That's beautiful.
You
wow.
know? So it's really easy to fall into negative thought patterns, and you know, because of the negatives and repetitive every day, and then the negativity we're taking in from the environment and the old stuff. And it's really kind of hard to overlook the wonderful things that make us beautiful, you know. But when we really take the time to love ourselves, forgive ourselves every day, write down little mantras, I am worthy, I am lovable, I am a good person. Yes, I've messed up. Yes, I've hurt people. Yes, I've done naughty things. I've done bad things. We all have. Now we've learned what not to do to hurt others and move on. So when we look in the mirror and we don't see the special soul that we are, we have to just look at that list and remember the grace that's deep within all of us. And we also have to realize and just sort of step outside of ourselves. Get out of our own minds. Be the observer and kind of like see our true friends and our family people, the people in our family who truly love us and can only see this gracious image of ourselves. So we have to just be gentle on ourselves. Each day, if you look at the list of the good things that you are and take care of yourself, and then each evening, like you said, Dave, we meditate, we go within, but look at the list and reassure ourselves. Let's retell our story. Let's retell our story in a positive way. You know, I've had some tough things in my life, but it's wonderful. The journey's great. I'm having a good time. I'm learning. I am a good person. I know that. I'm doing the best I can right now. That's retelling your story. So those are some ideas to help us,
yes.
you know, re-energize and let go of that heavy, heavy, you know, backpack of pennies that you talked about.
Right, right. That's just beautifully said, Doc.
Thank you.
Really wordsmithed in a beautiful
thank
way.
Thank you, sweetheart. But it's training our brains. See, we have to retrain. And this is, you know, where a lot of, they call it mindfulness psychotherapy or,
right.
you know, cognitive behavioral. It's you retrain your brain every day to think differently. Tell your negative story differently every day. change it up. Oh, not the, oh, woe is me, life sucks, I hate this traffic, I, you know.
So
if any of y'all saw the movie, I just watched it last night for the first time. I'm a little slow sometimes. I saw La La Land, right? And the beginning of the movie, I don't know if everybody's seen it yet, but it's like all these people are stuck in the traffic on the freeway. And here in Los Angeles, you know, it's like you talked about the beginning of the show. But if we could just be like the beginning scene in La La Land, where the cars are bumper to bumper, people are stopped, and they just start jumping out of the cars and start singing about what a great day it is and how fun Los Angeles is. And if we could kind of like, right? If we could just be like laughing and just in our own meditative states and listening to great music. And that's the metaphor, you know. If we're stopped on the freeway of life, start getting your head into a, what can I make of this bad situation? What can I make out of my bad past? How can I take these moments and change my story to a positive every day? How can you do that? And it's by retelling your own story. Write down all the wonderful things you have. And don't forget gratitude to whatever higher power you believe in.
Right.
Or yourself, which is a higher power. And try to just forgive others, yourself. Try to love or even like people more. So that's my little cocktail of help, I think.
That's amazing, Doc. I mean, I truly could not have, not only myself said it better, but I don't think I could have heard it said better from anyone else.
Well, thanks.
You know, you really do have a way of communicating to people, which resonates with the heart. And I was going to say, you should, I know you're in the middle of writing a book, which I'm very, very excited for, but I was going to say, you should do like your own, soft, like calm breathing meditation tapes or something like that. Your voice is tremendously soothing, and it's,
Thank you. It's
really easy to listen to. And you know, we hear all the time, you can go on YouTube, you can search meditation tapes, you can listen to, you know, Abraham Hicks or Bob Proctor, you know, all these different inspirational, motivational speakers. But they're all well, it's all well and good unless you are not retaining the message. Do you know what I'm saying? It only goes so far until the message is retained. And I think that's really what I want to, I guess the focal point of the show would be retaining the message that you always have healing to do, that you always have pennies in your bag, you always have that glass of water to set down. Whether it's 100 pounds or as light as a feather, you're still going to be, it's up to you how long you hold on to it for. Right. So we have 1 minute left on the show, Doc. And with this minute, I really just wanted to take a moment and express my wholehearted gratitude and appreciation for all that you are and all that you do, taking your time to come here on, you know, LA Talk Radio every Friday at 11 on The Couch with Dr. Michelle. Make sure to check her out. One of the most inspirational and motivational shows on internet radio, hands down. There's absolutely no question there. On top of that, you know, I really just want to tell you that you have been a tremendous inspiration to many of my listeners and just, you know, to the overall movement of the raising a vibration of human consciousness. You are.
Oh, thank you so much, David.
It's so
thank
true.
You.
I mean, from you interviewing, you know, people like Marianne Williamson to, you know, you had Jim Carrey, you had all these amazing people that have done so many amazing and impactful things, you know, you are one of them. You are one of them, Doc. And I really just want to let you know that I appreciate all that you are. I love you. And this show would not be what it is without your contribution. So thank you.
Wow. Thanks, Dave. I love you, too. Thank you so much, Davey.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
And make sure to check out TalkShowTherapist.com, www.TalkShowTherapist.com. What an awesome website. All the unconditional love, light, happiness, abundance, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Once again, this is Davey, host of Dave's Good Vibration Station here on LATalkRadio.com, Channel 1, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I love you guys, and we will see you next Sunday. Keep your light shining. Talk to you soon. Bye.